not only spiritual blessings and moral blessings, but this is the divine way of pointing us toward the greatest successes in all areas of human life. It will mean for us greater material strength, greater material progress. It will mean for us equal representation in America and in the world, equality and equal dignity as a people with other races and other people. It will mean for us equal representation in the political order of the United States of America, and equal representation in the economic development of the United States. It will also mean for us equal representation among the learned of America and the world, in the field of science, technology, human science. We will become engineers, doctors, researchers, city planners, mayors, aldermen, governors, presidents. There is nothing out of our reach that is acceptable to decent society if we accept this new leadership, the second resurrection, the blessing of Almighty God on the Bilali people of the world, and a blessing that the whole world can and will share in. Dear beloved people, brothers and sisters Muslims, I hope you all will be present and hear our national address on the state of the world community of Islam in the West, and give this leadership your support and give it as you should give it. Give it the respect and the support that it deserves. I would like to end this address to you with a reading from the Quran, the chapter called Time. Are the hour of time through the ages. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, most high, most gracious, most merciful. Wal asr, by the token of time through the ages. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Surely man is at loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except those who have right faith and practice right deeds. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and join together in the mutual struggle for truth and reality. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and join together in encouraging each other to remain steadfast and to persevere. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. God has spoken the truth. Assalamu alaikum. May the peace and blessings of Allah be with you.
As we embark upon another year, one cannot help but reflect on the incredible progress we Bilalians realize under the leadership of the Chief Imam, W.D. Muhammad.
The Chief Imam's teachings help me to be a new person, to live a righteous Muslim.
And also it has given me a better knowledge of Allah.
He's bringing out, you know, the goodness in me.
It has broadened my knowledge and understanding that all Muslims throughout the world are all brothers. The Chief Imam's teachings change your life.
In the Bilalian community, there are many destructive forces. The Honorable Wallace G. Muhammad saying that it was necessary to put a unit in that would alleviate and uplift the community development. That Blight Arrest Pioneers Patrol. That
having a response. responsible mind towards the community, wherein the community operates on the basis that it develops itself along the lines of cleaning itself, establishing strong morals in itself, and thereby producing leadership from itself that would help to develop it.
It was necessary to form the right team to give the community a chance to grow as a community without fear of walking down the streets.
And like the body, we have policemen in our body that form in our blood cells to protect our body from foreign matter. And this is what the team has done by forming Batman.
The motivating force in the community to spark the responsibility in people that are in authority to do the job.
It's through how our moral authority to have more knowledge and the common bow in the community.
To uplift the economic and the eliminate the deterioration that exists within the community.
That means the cleaning up of the community, not only the physical cleaning up, but the changing of the community towards the right way in which to live.
That means arresting grafted knowledge, grafted, you know, material things out in the community.
It established in me the ability to stand up and to live for truth and for God.
Dr. Abdul Salam, organizational president of the World Community of Islam in the West, explores the basic organizational structure.
A few months ago, in what was considered at that time to be the National Decision-Making Board of the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad made a far-reaching decision which effectively completely decentralized the then Nation of Islam, now considered to be the World Community of Islam in the West. This chart that we see before us basically describes those changes. The World Community of Islam Consensus Board actually represents the overall ruling board that will relate to the entire World Community of Islam. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is, of course, the convener of that board. That board will be made up of local consensus board, which actually represents the administrative unit we expect to find in each mosque in the World Community of Islam. As we go further down this chart, we learn to recognize that the local consensus board, again, the administrative unit of each mosque, has several components to it. And this chart, again, further outlines that. Now, each mosque may or may not have all of these departments. Therefore, each consensus board may have anywhere from 3 to 25 members. Let's look to see how that consensus board is formed. Essentially, the nucleus of that consensus board is, of course, the general membership, and everyone on that consensus board should really represent the general membership of the mosque. And you see, embodied in the general membership are the mosque committees, which essentially are 8 in number in some of the larger mosques, and the committees are membership service units that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad established more than a year and a half ago. These units are designed primarily to serve the members of the mosque and the community and are vital in the administration of every mosque. If we go further over to the left here, we see the Imam Consultation Department, or Imam Consultation Board, which essentially is the unit that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad himself will be holding responsible for the spiritual guidance of every mosque. Essentially, this Imam Consultation Department is the last authority in the mosque, and is composed of the local imam who is responsible for the spiritual guidance under the teachings of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, and it be his responsibility to see that local consensus board, who he works with and who works with him, develop decisions and programs which relate to the spiritual guidance established by the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. We go further and we find an education department, of course, that really relates to our Farah Muhammad School. If a mosque has a school, they will simply send to the consensus board a representative from that school, who will in most cases be the principal of the school. We have the propagation of the faith, which of course is done by the mosque outreach services, which are essentially units which reach out into the community. We really call them portable Islamic units. And they consist of the BAP unit, which stands for the Blight Arrest Pioneer Patrol, and the NET, which of course is our New Earth Team. And over to this side of the board, we have business development services. Also, very important units that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has insisted be a part of every mosque structure, and they too will be represented on the consensus board. It usually will consist of a legal, a commercial, running the service, and a general business manager. These are people who have the kind of expertise and background that can relate to the general believers in the mosque and the community and help them develop services, businesses to do for self on an individual basis. The World Community of Islam has gone out of business as a unit, but the believers are expected to be actively involved on a consistent basis of developing businesses and helping in the community. So the business development services represents that unit, and they too will be persons who are elected from among the community, from among the believers, who have this kind of background, and they too then will become part of the local consensus board. So we're confident that this kind of unit, this kind of structure that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad has established for us will really do the job. And we certainly thank him for having given us the opportunity to really, in many senses of the word, kind of rule and go for ourselves.
Allahu Akbar. How you like that so far? All praise due to Allah. All praise due to Allah. Brothers and sisters, we have two other segments of film that will be coming on very shortly. We had a call from Chicago, and they wanted us to explain a couple of things. When the chief imam said 14,000 years for Prophet Muhammad, he meant 1,400. And when he said no others, he meant no other creatures. So those corrections were called into us, and we wanted to bring that to your knowledge. So I thought it was a very, very clear picture and a very beautiful speech. What about you? Praise the Lord Allah. We plan to show the rest of the film. And the broadcast will start at 3:15 Chicago time. So we have time to finish our film, and we have time to also bring on all of the imams from out of the region and introduce them to you so that some of them may be able to say something to you in that way. We have enough time. All right. I'd like to, though, at this time, to take this opportunity to bring to your attention a very serious fact of reality. This is a very beautiful theater, isn't it? And it's very comfortable, isn't it? Well, we want to first thank all of the people who had an opportunity to make a contribution to bring this about. It was a decision made by the whole region, exercising the will through their committee chairman and also through the committees in their mosque, as well as the imam of their mosque. They have decided that we would make the contribution and bring this convention downtown here to Radio City. Now, it cost a great sum of money. We have not yet gotten all the money to bring this completely into a success. So we feel that it is fitting and proper and right that we at this moment, at this time, very quickly and quietly, that we pass the bucket for charity, that we may be able to bring at a conclusion this great celebration day, this annual convention survival day of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, that we will bring it in and out without having any additional strain going into our future years and future months. You know, we can't afford any more debt. So while we have a chance, while we all together on a mutual day with a mutual feeling of good and brotherhood, where a time when charity is at our greatest understanding, then let us exercise our understanding and our faith and give into this great cause. We'd like very much for those of you who can afford to give more, give more. Those who have not had an opportunity to give the contribution of $10 to this cause, we'd like for you to do it now. And we'd like for the brothers and sisters who are handling the finance to move very quickly. We like very much for it to be the kind of contribution that we don't have to come back and beg and whine and hound you for some change. Let us do it the way that you want it to be done. You like the best, we have to pay for the best. Fair exchange is no robbery. So if we exercise that, I think that we'll be keeping, I know we'll be keeping, and what the chief imam was teaching us today, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, about straightness, about moral leadership, about being truthful and keeping lies out of our minds, if we exercise this conviction, this willpower to exercise charity today, then we won't have to be confronted with this problem ever again until next year this time and the following year. So let us join together, brothers and sisters. We thank you very much for your contribution. We thank you very much for coming all the way out here to be here with us today. If you don't have the money, you don't have the money. You need not feel ashamed nor embarrassed, because those of us who do have it, we will pay for yours if you don't have it. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. So while the bucket is being passed very quickly, we want to thank